615 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Alexander Wistelow, 583. Lastly, the woman's testimony serves to support the supposition that the influence of fear or surprise and the sudden appearance of the white man armed with a pistol, combined with the ensuing struggle and the irritation it produced, all contributed to the change that occurred. Although she is an unfortunate woman and the mother of an illegitimate child, let me reiterate that her evidence is meritorious here. It helps to relieve the community from the burden of supporting a bastard and justly assigns the responsibility of maintenance to the man who begot it. Above all, she is not swearing corruptly for her own interest. Rather, she is testifying against it. If money were her object, the white man would have been her target. Mr. Sampson's speech. Mr. Sampson, may it please the court, if ever a man's situation was full of peril and difficulty, mine certainly is. My learned colleague has taken for himself all that was solid ground in our cause, and when he had brought me to the world's end, he plunged me headlong into that ocean of wonders and adventures where I am now adrift. He has, moreover, taken away his notes on which I relied, leaving me with no other chart than this stenographic scrawl, in which my eyes can discern nothing but objects of evil omen, arctic owls, misshapen monsters, and prodigious births. Well might I barter 100 leagues of such sea for half an acre of brown furs. If I escape this time, I will hang up my drooping garments as an offering to Neptune and never tempt my wayward fortune again. I will now borrow courage from despair and address the matter at hand. Soon after the vernal equinox in the year 1806, an atom-colored damsel submitted to the lewd embraces of a lascivious Moor, and from that union sprang three miracles. First, within the course of 1 month's time, she quickened and conceived. Second, she bore a child, not of her primitive and proper color.